In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dale Cugot, Senior Economist for the National Cutting Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The U.S. meal use was lowered by about 150,000 bales to 3.75 million. The main reason for this was looking at current meal activity, as well as the lowering in the retail demand continuing to be under pressure with the overall economic recession going on at this time. U.S. exports were actually increased by about 500,000 bales, and this is somewhat in line with looking at the current U.S. sales. For example, last week's sales were up over 300,000 bales, bringing their cumulative above last year's at this time. But at the same time, looking at the U.S. export numbers, we're slightly down, but it looks as if, as we go into the regular export season, that we should be able to catch up and surpass the 12 million bale mark.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The current production numbers were actually lowered by about 860,000 bales to 108.65 million. And part of this is due to a reduction in China of about 700,000 and in Pakistan about 200,000. The global meal use continues to be under pressure with the economic recession. The current world meal use is estimated at 111.1 million bales, down about 1.52 million. Part of this is due to the overall economic recession as they lowered several major countries, specifically China was lowered by over 500,000 bales, with India down 200,000 and Brazil and Bangladesh both down over 100,000.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The world-ending stocks have fallen to 62.55 million bales, basically a reduction of about 840,000 bales. This actually equates to about a 56.3% ending stocks-to-use ratio, or another way of looking at that, about 6.7 months of consumption.